This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Kim Darling once again, the CEO and founder of Competitive Health, a provider of virtual healthcare access technologies and benefit management solutions. Competitive Health offers critical behavioral health services as part of its suite of virtual primary care solutions to support a surge in post-COVID demand for professional counseling and therapy. And Kim, thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, certainly our pleasure to have you back with us and looking forward to learning more and hearing further from you today. So to kick things off, for many working parents and caregivers, balancing the demands of a full-time job and family can be very overwhelming. How are children and teens being impacted with all of this?
Yes, you know, now more than ever, families, especially young children and teens, are struggling with issues that fall under the behavioral health umbrella. There's now a greater need and demand for mental health care. The pandemic-induced anxiety and stress, and that added to the challenge that was already existed. And within our families and communities, there has been an irreversible change that continues to affect us at home and in the workplace. Caregiving is so deeply entwined with mental health, and 73% of all workers have caregiving or parenting responsibilities. So for many working parents and caregivers, balancing the demands of a full-time job and the complexities of seeking care for their children can be just too much. Some of us even end up having to make the difficult decision to pull back away from work. Employees with children are dropping out of the workforce in record numbers. Since the pandemic began, 40% of caregivers have had to leave their job or reduce their hours. Around 10 million American mothers living with school-aged children were not working at the start of 2021. And that represents approximately 1.4 million increase over the previous year.
It certainly is overwhelming, and COVID added on to that, and it's more than overwhelming more than ever now, I'm sure. What is the core problem with accessing family behavioral health today? Get into some of those details.
One of the biggest issues is, you know, 1 in 5 children have been diagnosed with a behavioral health need, and 80% of all children are not getting the mental health care that they need. So children who previously never struggled with behavioral health issues are now, you know, vulnerable to stress and anxiety and depression. And meanwhile, the children that had those issues before are falling even further behind. But the core issue in gaining access there's several issues. Affordability, your behavioral health is extremely expensive. Quality of care, finding a good provider, visibility to what the issue is, and the fear of stigma itself of trying to seek help. The other big issue that's really impacting access is shortage of qualified professionals. You have an unprecedented amount of professionals that are retiring or getting out of healthcare altogether. So finding a provider in behavioral health can take as long as as short as 6 weeks and as long as several months.
Now, another question for you, Kim. How is behavioral health care responding to the demand for therapy with virtual care? I'm sure listeners would appreciate some information on that.
Well, working parents, they need a multiple disciplinary, individualized, and proactive solutions. They need them where the patient is. Meet them where the patient is. They need confidentiality online, at home, and on demand. Telehealth technologies are connecting patients and their providers in new and innovative ways. And by opening up needed access to on-demand behavioral health care, Competitive Health is helping parents, and caregivers, and enabling them not to have to choose between their careers and supporting their families. Now families can get the care they need virtually and thrive. For example, our family behavioral health solution provides highly specialized behavioral health clinical services, all delivered virtually and powered by a measurement-based system of care, receiving personalized treatment via web-based video and on-demand care from healthcare professionals delivered straight into the home or the workplace through a home computer or a mobile device.
This is the point in time where you can really appreciate technology and how it's working within the healthcare space in this way. Today, we're speaking with Kim Darling, the CEO and founder of Competitive Health, a provider of virtual healthcare access technologies and benefit management solutions here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, how can employers support their employees with offering virtual behavioral health?
You know, an interesting fact is employers that support mental health see a return of $4 for every dollar invested in mental health treatment. And if that's not enough, the time has come for employers to support families with the same focus and energy and dollars that we invest in employee mental health, you know, a decade ago. Instead of forcing parents to choose between their career or their children, employers need to offer a solution that connects families in the specialized help that they need. Benefits of offering family behavioral health to the workforce are numerous. So as long as those benefits truly provide a modern, comprehensive solution that addresses the central problems working parents face, their employers are going to see a win-win. They're going to see higher productivity, and they're going to see a return on their investment that's been memorialized in several studies. So a $4 return on every dollar they spend is a great return on investment.
It certainly is, and I couldn't agree more on that. Lastly, Kim, what resources are available to help guide employers and working parents?
Sure. Well, we've created a employer's guide to pediatric behavioral health. We have several benefits that help working parents, and employees can utilize those to learn about prevailing mental health issues. And the resource is drawn from highly reputable clinicians, evidence-based sources. We've partnered with some of the best in the business, Brightline, CuraLink, some phenomenal resources that are unavailable truly to, let's say, employers under 3,000 lives. They can't get access to some of the services that we have today. Behavioral health issues highlight everything from stress, anxiety, depression, and we provide insight to potential warning signs and symptoms and short and long-term course of action to help all of those in that continuum.
Well, Kim, once again, we want to thank you for all that you do in the space on behalf of Competitive Health and for joining us once again. I'm sure listeners want to know where they could get more information on Competitive Health and also to be in contact. Where is the best place to do so?
Yes, please go to www.competitivehealth.com or go on LinkedIn. We have a high LinkedIn. Or you can email me direct at kdarling@competitivehealth.com. We're here to help.
Easy enough. And as always, listeners, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Kim, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here once again on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Kim Darling once again, the CEO and founder of Competitive Health, a provider of virtual healthcare access technologies and benefit management solutions. And for all the details, visit competitivehealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.